What are you longing for? What are you longing for? Is it an end to winter? Or that the Lions are in the Super Bowl? I can tell you one is coming a lot sooner than the other. But we long for things. We have desires that we want fulfilled. There are things that we just yearn for. But the core and deepest longing of every human soul is to be in union with God, whether we know it or not. That which is in us, there's an emptiness, there is a void there that can only be filled by God's Spirit. And we yearn for that. We long for that. Our fulfillment is in being one with God. And the journey begins here in our life's journey. The people of Israel longed for a Savior. They waited and hoped that they would be delivered by a Messiah. And one night, as the shepherds were in a field, the heavens were filled with the holy host of angels who said, "A Savior has been born unto you." The first people to know that the promise had been fulfilled were lowly shepherds in a field outside of Bethlehem, that the Messiah had come. And then, as we know, to the Magi from beyond Israel, who traveled guided by a star to behold the newborn king, to behold the anointed one. And then today, in the temple on this feast of the presentation, a holy man, Simeon, who waited and waited, who had been revealed to him that he would not die before he would behold the Christ. And the prophetess Anna, who lived in the temple, who spent night and day in prayer, waiting and hoping that the Holy One, the Messiah, would come. And on this day from our gospel passage, Mary and Joseph, a simple couple, arrived with this Jesus in their arms to present him to the Lord, as is custom by the law of Moses. And Simeon takes him in his arms and holds him and realizes who he is. Was that what Simeon expected when the coming of the Messiah was to take place? Perhaps not. But he knew then and there that the child he held was indeed the anointed one, which is what Christ means. God comes into the world to deliver his people in a most unexpected way, not on a chariot with armies behind him, but as a simple child born in a manger, adored by magi from a far distant land, welcomed by shepherds into the world. And now this holy man and woman to whom God has presented that they can hold him in their arms. God comes to us in indeed unexpected ways to fulfill that deep longing within, that desire to know God and to be drawn into a communion with God that we cannot fully understand or fathom. But sometimes that longing is overshadowed by other things in our life and in our journey. In the spiritual classic, Holy Longing, by Father Ronald Rollheiser, he speaks of three obstacles to that authentic spirituality of longing. He said the first is narcissism, where the focus is always just upon ourselves. What about me? What do I want? What do I want? Rather than what do I really long for? The second is pragmatism, where our life is just consumed by what we do, all of our work, always about something to be getting done, focusing on what I do rather than who I am. Rollheiser says that is an obstacle to connecting to that holy longing deep within. And the third component is restlessness. There's a holy restlessness that we know from St. Augustine, "My heart will not rest until it rests in thee." But there's a restlessness that keeps us from truly longing when we can't stop, where we can't just be in the presence of God to allow God to commune with us. And when we don't allow that, we prevent God from coming in those unexpected ways into our life to announce that the promise has been fulfilled, not only to a people, but to each and every one of us. And so when we focus on ourselves in a narcissistic way, when our lives are just consumed by what we do in a pragmatic way, and when we're so restless that we can't just stop and be, we are disconnected from that longing deep within, the longing revealed by the lives of Simeon and Anna in our gospel today. For indeed, God does come to us in unexpected ways, in unexpected circumstances, for unexpected reasons, in an unexpected times. Are we connected deep within to say, Lord, let me long for you? God is presented into the arms of Mary and Joseph, into the arms of the shepherds, into the arms of the Magi, into the arms of Simeon and Anna, and God comes to us and says, can you take me into your arms? Can you take me into your life? And hold me close as the one who can deliver you, as the one who can heal you, as the one who will forgive you. And right now, we come to this holy place in an unexpected way. God says, I will come to you now. Bread will be changed into my body, and wine will be changed into my blood. Can you receive me and truly take me in so that there's nothing more to long for than a oneness with this Jesus who suffered, died, and rose from the dead that we might now experience his deliverance here and now, a promise once again fulfilled.